Blog Talk Radio.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wataru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
Presented by the Martial Arts History Museum is our first celebrity charity seminar series. On February 24th, you will have the opportunity to work out with such great superstars as Bill Ryusaki, Art Camacho, Leo Fong, Adam James, and Michael Matsuda all in the same day. For more information, visit our website at mamuseum.com.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the program, Martial Arts Talk Radio. I'm your host, Danny Venna. We're broadcasting live from Wake Forest, North Carolina. Today is Tuesday, February 5th, 2013. Our first shout-out goes to Sidekick Talk Radio with Shihan Alan Woodman, the host, and Renchi Timmy Press, the co-host with MMA Corner, every Wednesday at 12 noon, every Sunday at 6 p.m., for 2 hours each show. And to speak to the host, you can dial 347-237-4818. I'll give that number one more time. That's 347-237-4818. Our next shout-out goes to Sifu Alan Goldberg with Action Power Hour radio show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And to speak to the host, Sifu Alan Goldberg, you can dial 713-955-0323. Now, if there are any guests out there that want to call in tonight to this show, you can use 347-215-6177. On the phone, we have Renchi Timmy Prisk from New Jersey. Say hello, Sensei.
Good evening, everybody that's listening.
And that tonight we were on a conference where we were talking about our Mars event that we're looking to plan out. And right now it's in its inception mode. We're basically just talking to everybody, trying to get some ideas, maybe time frame, venue, participants, vendors, sponsors, instructors, guests, actual participants, people that we have to invite. What we're looking to do is get together with a bunch of martial arts radio show hosts and co-hosts. All of us are all martial artists that have these programs on Blog Talk Radio. This was an idea conceived by Shihan Alan Woodman after we had an interview on Professor Daryl Sargent's radio show, I would say about three weeks ago now, maybe even a month ago. And what had happened was we were all talking. We had all called into Daryl Sargent's show. And after the show came, this might be, is this Sensei Joe Estrada live? 443-623 is the number I have on my switchboard. You're live on the air.
Shihan, there's been a little bit of problems with that on our show, too. Put them back on mute and then put them back on the air and see if anybody's there.
Okay, we'll go mute and then we'll go live. 443, are you there?
Hello?
Yes. Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Vincent Colangelo from Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes, how are you, Sensei?
Fine, sir, and yourself?
I see that you've been liking a lot of the posts lately.
Yes.
Thank you for
I've
that.
I've been listening to the... a lot of times I'm not up this late. Usually I'm in bed sleeping by 10 o'clock. So I listen to the radio sometimes during the day.
I appreciate you staying up late tonight and listening into the show and calling in.
Yes. Yeah, I wanted to get to your thing you're doing today at 7 o'clock, but we're having real bad time with the internet at my school. We've had the people out there, and that's why I haven't hooked up with you on the Google Hangouts.
Okay, well, it is a work in progress. I know that there's a lot of different steps you got to take to get it on, such as the camera, and then you got to download the app and so on and so forth. But
we got that. We have that all hooked up, ready to go. It's the actual internet coming into my school that we've had Verizon out there twice now, and it's supposed to be working, and we tried it again tonight, but we'll get it.
We'll get it. That's right. That's the attitude. We'll get it. It's a great tool, Sensei. It really is.
Yes, yes, and I'm looking forward to training with you.
Yeah, it certainly it alleviates the problem of distance. It puts us in the same room together. So it's a wonderful tool. I've been trying my best to promote it. Tonight we were on the Facebook account with several radio hosts, and we were talking about an event that we're planning for summer of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never done anything like this before on this scale. I've done it, you know, from dojo to dojo, but that's just inviting, you know, 10 or 15 people. This is something that I'm learning every step of the way, how to get sponsors, how to get vendors, get programs together. And, you know, organizing an event like this, unless you've done it before, you're going to make a lot of mistakes.
Hanshi, could I cut you off for a minute?
Go ahead.
I just received word that somebody that we both know, do you remember Shihan Bob Long?
You what?
I just got word that Shihan Bob Long passed away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just read it. His son just posted that dad passed away. So that's another guy that I remember from when I was young, always being around, always being at all the events. Now that's another one gone.
Well, our prayers and thoughts.
Shame.
Wow, yeah, that really is. He didn't seem like he was that old, but wow, that just hit me by surprise. Sorry about that. I just wanted to get that out there before, you know, getting into any other talk.
Well, thank you for that, Renchi. I appreciate that, especially knowing what he did for the martial arts community over the years that he was with us. You know, again, it's our responsibility to keep his teachings and his memories and all of those things alive, because if we don't, you know, and then those things go forgotten, and that's not fair to him because he did a lot of work.
Yeah, I remember him at every event that I could even explain as a kid. He was always at the Bayonne events. He was always at the New York events. I mean, he was everywhere that I could remember as when I was younger. So, you know, just if anybody's listening that's involved with his systems, you know, you're in our thoughts and our prayers, and, you know, just keep on going and keep on doing what he taught.
Well, Sensei, let me ask you a question. Your dojo, once you get the internet problem fixed and we can establish a couple of hangouts, what I'd like to do with those sessions, all depending on what you want to cover in each one of the sessions that we build, is there's a button on Google Hangouts that allows you to record the session and then upload it to YouTube.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Saw that? So what we can do is we can take these sessions that we build and categorize them, whether they're basics or hand exercises, foot exercises, whatever. And what I plan to do with them is send them out to, you know, some of the dojos that we're working with, to show them what we're doing in our dojo. Show them, you know, our curriculum and how we go about teaching the students, whether they're Q ranks or black belts or seasoned veterans. So I really look forward to building these sessions with all the Ishinru guys around. So if you know of any other dojos that would like to participate in this type of activity, actually documenting what we're teaching. Because once you do it and it gets linked to YouTube, the world can see it then.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that's the wonderful part about that. And to show the curriculum in the way that Soke wanted us to practice it, by using this tool, you know, you can get certain little nuances out of the workout. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can highlight certain things. Like, tonight on one of the hangouts, I was talking about some of the subtle differences between Ishinru and some of the inherent styles on the island of Okinawa, such as Shoenru and Gojiru. The things that we do that are subtly different than some of the formal styles, it's nice to put that out there because I really think that that's what makes Ishinru shine. Because of the vertical punch, because of the retraction, because of the way we teach our newbies, basically, our white belts, a black kata. I mean, Seisan is really a black belt kata. So sharing that information and building those sessions helps us in many different ways because it also gets our curriculum out there. If we want to share that now with people, we can just copy that link, send it right to their account, and they can watch it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm all for that.
Well, because one of the things that has been constant throughout my tenure in Ishinru is that some people may say, I want to call it inconsistencies. Well, I do it this way, you do it that way. I do it this way, you do it that way. Eventually, at the end of the day, whatever flavor of Ishinru you're practicing, I wanted to be known what it is that we're doing in our dojo so that we can, number one, document it, number two, have it for future generations to spread and, you know, look back on. Thank God for those 8mm films that we have of Soke doing all of his work, all of the katas, both empty hand as well as weapons. So that's like a blessing because at least have some point of reference. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. I like the idea. Yeah, sorry. No, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm in a bad location.
It happens with cell phones.
I know.
Well, I can tell you that it's our goal, it's our focus to do what Sensei McGrath asked us to do, and that is visit with as many Ishinru practitioners as possible, and then also go outside of the Ishinru community and share with others. Like last night, my program was about Wing Chun. We had the host of Sidekick Talk Radio on the program, Shion Allen Woodman, and he called in and he was sharing with us some of the roots of what he knows about Wing Chun. Turns out that he actually was one of the first Americans to bring Wing Chun to our shores through Samuel Kwok.
Ah.
Yes. Yes, Shion Woodman. And as a matter of fact, we have his co-host on the wire with us, Renchi Timmy Priss from Bayonne, New Jersey. Say hello, Sensei.
Hi. How you doing, sir? Nice to meet you.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I go way back with Timmy. He's now under the Ed McGrath School of Ishinru banner, so he is one of our senior deshi. You know, we've been working with Timmy since, I guess, since he was a teenager.
Nice.
So,
Myself, I started Ishin in 1989 at 9 years old.
Right, and I think I met you, you were probably...
I was 15 when I met you, sir.
Still in your teens, right. That's a,
yeah, it was like 95 or 96, somewhere around there.
Right. So, you know, and Jimmy's been in the presence of Don Nagel, Sensei Churchill, Sensei Tardy, and you can go on to name some more, Sensei. Go ahead.
When it comes to Ishner, I've been around pretty much anyone on the East Coast. You know, Gary Alexander I've been exposed to, Ralph Cherico I've been exposed to, the original owner of the dojo in Bayonne, a gentleman named Joel Buchholz, I was around as a younger child. And then anyone that was in the Bayonne dojos, Dennis Orr, who runs Master Nagel's dojo now in Jersey City, I've been on the deck with. I mean, I have pictures with everybody that, you know, we were on the floor with, and... You know, it's just been a long time, and Ishinru is in my blood, and, you know, I do exactly what you say every day. I get out there, and I do Ishinru, and I do jiu-jitsu, and, I go and I cross-train with other systems and just try to make my Ishinru the best it can be.
And Sensei Vincent, do you have any ideas about cross-training yourself? What are your feelings about that?
Well, we do. I cross-train with BJJ too, under a gentleman by the name of Monroe Hall. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of him. He's a Pan Am gold medalist numerous times. And then I got a friends of mine that are he's a fourth degree in Taekwondo, and he comes to my dojo and he shows my students some. And again, you know, Ishinru doesn't have a whole lot of high flashy kicks. And down here in Baltimore. There, I am the only Ishinru school within an hour or so drive, maybe even an hour and a half drive. So mostly everything that's here is Korean styles.
Oh, wow.
So when
you're in Baltimore, Maryland, the city of Baltimore itself?
Well, I am 10 miles south of Baltimore City.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Awesome. That's really cool. Yeah. I was, my family and I went to Ocean City, and I actually went to a bunch of different schools that were in Ocean City over the summertime, and I stopped at a bunch and just was checking stuff out. And I do that when I go places.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, on the Eastern Shore, I think there's like two or three Ishinru schools. And again, from where I'm at, that's an hour and a half drive. You know, like I said, but I am right here where we are in Linthicum, and, there's no other Ishinru dojo around us at all. So when people see me wearing the patch, I got a jacket with Mizugama on it, and they're like, what kind is that? And I have to explain to them that, you know, it's Okinawan and what the difference is, you know, and I try not to make it sound like I'm saying that we're better than any other system or style, but how we are close in, we use the vertical fist and everything else. And a lot of people just never heard of us, especially when we go to tournaments here in Maryland. It's all mostly Korean,
sure.
You know, so, yeah, so when we cross-train with my friend with the Taekwondo, he teaches my students how to, you know, throw the kicks up higher, so when we go to tournaments, you know, they get that nice high kick up to the face and stuff. So, yeah, cross-training, I enjoy it very much, and it does enhance my Ishinru.
And just tell us, give us the name of your dojo, give us the address, and any contact information, such as an email or a phone number.
Okay. The school is the John D. Remick School of Ishinru. We're located at 607 South Camp Meade Road, Linthicum, Maryland, 21090. I have a website. It's MD, House of Safety. com. My email address is foryoursafety@hotmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Sensei.
Nice. Thank you.
One of the topics of discussion tonight with regard to the Mars event, that's martial arts radio shows. MARS stands for Martial Arts Radio Shows.
Right.
So that's how we're billing the event. It will be called the MARS Seminar, I guess. So what we're looking to offer martial arts curriculum in several different disciplines. We will have some quality martial artists to draw some of the people to the event, and also vendors and sponsors.
Nice.
So in doing this, as I said before, I am totally green at trying to raise funds for such an event. I never did it before. So
right.
Starting tomorrow, one of the things I have to do is I have to contact some companies and find out what the procedure is that we have to go through to actually get funding for an event like this.
Well, we definitely want to contact martial arts supply companies. That's the first places that if I was doing it, I would contact. I would contact Asian World of Martial Arts. I would contact Century. I would contact any of these companies. And also, there are tons of MMA companies out there now. There's Tap Out. There's, you know, all these companies that make the lifestyle clothing and the gear and everything. And, you know, for their donation of, you know, of funding us, you know, they can come set up their booth and get the name out there even more and, you know, sell their stuff and so on and so on. So, you know, when it comes to trying to do something like that, we have to make it worth their while. If they aren't going to think it's worth their while, they're not going to want to be part of it. So that's what I mean by we really need to have the plan all set. We need everything in order before we could just go and approach people. They're going to want something in writing. They're going to want to see it with their own eyes. And, you know, that's it. We're all in the right step. We're going in the right direction. I just hope that, you know, we get it all situated so we can get to that point and start, you know, trying to get the people and the funding and really make this come to life, because it sounds like it could be an amazing event.
Well, they have some of the people on the team, such as Gian Woodman, Sifu Allen Goldberg. These people know what they're doing. So, you know, we weren't able to get Sifu tonight because he was on the, you know, he had his program tonight. Dana Stamos is another person who knows how to do these types of things. And, you know, we're hoping that once we get to speak to them that they may shed some light on who to call, you know, at what company. And, you know, once you do it once or twice, it gets a little easier. But to, you know, get on the phone cold and not know what to say or, you know, how to ask these questions, it's a little frustrating, you know. So, but I'm very excited about it because I certainly welcome the challenge.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a good one, and I hope we all get it in the right order. And you know, hopefully, what is our aim for July, I believe?
It's something that we threw out there for now, only because the kids are out of school by then. And then to have it in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., it's about, you know, not that it's centrally located, but it's on the East Coast anyway, so we wanted to have it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's one thing that makes me really happy that, you know, the East Coast and trying to get us to have something really big like this would be really awesome.
Yeah, that would be.
These are some of the things that we're talking about. Like I said, between Sifu Goldberg and Gian Woodman, once those two agree that they're on board. Now I know Woodman is because it's his idea, but once he speaks to Sifu Goldberg, he may be able to shed some light on, you know, some of the people that maybe he uses or. That he may know of people that would invest in a vendor situation or maybe even a sponsor. And that's the key. Once we get a couple of those, the price that we were talking about was maybe around $7,000 to $8,000 that we would have to raise, you know, to pull this off with ease. And that pays for the space, it pays for the banquet, pays for the awards, and then all of the hosts also get to share in the proceeds because the way John set it up was if we all come to the table with $1,000 worth of value, whether that be in money, whether it be in supplies or whatever it may be, that that with him and everybody to share in the proceeds. So I think that's a very good idea, a very good principle. And again, comes from his knowledge of doing things like this. So again, I'm learning every step of the way, you know. I do have a question for Sensei, and that is, we were talking about the subtle differences in the Ishin Ryu system as opposed to some of the inherent styles on the island of Okinawa, such as Goju Ryu and Shoin Ryu. Also Shotokan, but more so because Ishin Ryu is a root style from both Goju Ryu and Shoin Ryu. The stances in the Ishin Ryu system, some of the subtle differences in that, how we teach a Seisan stance, I have a question about that. When you go to an Ishin Ryu dojo and you see that the stances are, I want to say, wider than what would be acceptable if you did heel toe under the shoulders. When you see a stance that's wider than what we would consider to be normal, even though it doesn't exist in an Ishin Ryu dojo,
you know, I'm going to jump in because this is something that I'm dealing with daily now because in my Japanese jiu-jitsu training and at the dojo that I'm training at now, their stances are a lot deeper than we were taught to, that we were ever taught to. And it takes some time to getting used to, and I am going with the flow and trying to learn new because I always want to keep learning. But, you know, it just, it kind of just goes away from everything that, you know, Ishin Ryu has taught us about not stepping so deep, about not getting so low, about, you know, toe to heel, keeping our knees bent only so we don't see our toes. And, you know, it's just something new and something to add to our repertoire. So I don't look down on it. What I do personally, speaking from my point of view, I just add it in there. And if ever it seems like, you know, something that I could use, then I would use it. But I wouldn't change what I originally was taught or change our kata or anything like that. I would keep it, you know, in my arsenal for, you know, if it's ever needed. I just, you know, it's really tough because it's something I've been dealing with now for almost 3 months. And I love learning, so I just take it, absorb it. But, you know, it's not something that I would mix with my Ishin Ryu.
And how about you, Sensei Vincent? Can you give us your take on the stances?
Yeah, I agree with him 100%. I would never, ever down another system or another style because of their stances. And again, I've been in Ishin Ryu since 1979 when I found Sensei Remick. That's all I've ever really done up until, like I said, recently I started in with the BJJ. Yeah, I mean, I'm just so used to being so close-knit with the stances that, you know, some of my students, when I first started taking them to tournaments, they were like, why do they stand so long, Sensei? Why are they so wide apart? You know, and I just had to tell them that it's just their style. That's just the way they do it.
Yeah, you know, Sensei, I've had some run-ins lately with not just Shotokan, but there's some Taekwondo people, and they all do a version of Naihachi Kata. So I've actually also been learning Naihachi Kata from different systems lately, and, you know, some systems have three different versions of Naihachi in their system, so it's really crazy and it's really fun. Let me tell you, I mean, and anyone who thinks that learning something a little different is bad or against your system is just a closed-minded person, because I love learning it, and I think it's great to learn from other people, no matter if it's Taekwondo, Japanese karate, whatever it is. You don't have to mix it with what your base style is, but just to not even give other stuff a chance is just silly.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, and my son, he just got his Shodan a couple weeks ago, and he really, believe it or not, for a 16-year-old boy, he wants to experiment so much. I mean, he got into the BJJ. He wants to do Wing Chun really bad. And again, there's no Wing Chun around us at all. The schools that we did find were closed down for a long time. But he loves to – he's like a book of knowledge. He wants to just – the martial arts constantly. Learn, learn, learn.
That's awesome. That's great to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, again, I mean, a lot of my students are like that. I mean, they just, I guess I get the ones that they want more. So when I get to offer something, like I said, my friend comes in once a month with the Taekwondo, and we have the BJJ going on, and, I mean, they're just thirsting for the knowledge.
Well, what's wonderful about the availability to Wing Chun is that Alan Woodman, if you use the Google Hangouts with Alan, he can then be in your dojo, and he is a quality, I don't want to say, he wouldn't consider himself an instructor of Wing Chun.
Right.
But he's very modest about it. I don't know exactly where he is in the curriculum. I don't know if he's completed level 2 yet. But he did tell me on the program last night that between Sam Kwok and himself, if you use the proper technology, you can have these people available to you to teach you some of the principles. And then once you come along with it a little bit, they may even be able to pay a visit when it's necessary. So that's also an outlet for your son, because I truly believe that Wing Chun is part of the curriculum that we teach because of Sensei's affiliation with Bruce Lee back in the day. Because they used to exchange quite frequently. And Sensei is a very big fan of the Wing Chun system because of the flow and the body mechanics that it and the principles that it presents to any practitioner. So that don't forget about that. I mean, Alan Woodman has access to what he calls Ip Man Wing Chun.
Yes,
and that's true. Yeah. All of the people now. I mean, Alan Woodman has actually gone to Hong Kong and worked out with some of the people that were directly involved with Ip Man.
Wow.
Like his son, which I believe was the real teacher of Bruce Lee, because Ip Man was old when Bruce Lee went now to learn Wing Chun in earnest. So his partner really was Ip Chun. And yes, I'm telling you, we had, if you listen to the program that we broadcast last night,
Sensei.
Yes.
Shihan Woodman just wrote to me and said to please relay all of his contact information to Sensei that's online with us so he could possibly work out coming down and doing a seminar at his dojo. He said he's very excited and would love to do a Wing Chun seminar or even a Hojo Jitsu seminar, which is the tying up your opponent with a cord, a string, your belt, stuff like that.
Listen, I'm telling you, if you listen to last night's program, onto the archives section of my page, pull up last night's show, it's listed, and listen to what Shihan Woodman was explaining on the program. He's actually, you know, like I said, I don't want to misstate anything. I don't know exactly, you know, where he is, but he can certainly get you access to that curriculum. That I know for sure. And he happens to be listening, so that's awesome, because I'm glad you brought it up, Sensei.
Yeah, I would love to get his information. Getting down here to do a seminar or something, oh, man, that would be great.
Well, I have your information. So what I will do is I'll copy and paste your Facebook page, and I'll give it to Shihan Woodman so that both of you can exchange information. And certainly, by all means, if we use the proper technology, you can certainly get some of what you're seeking. And then, as Shihan said, he could actually come and do a seminar for you.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
Let me tell you, I attended his Hojo Jitsu seminar at the Action Hall of Fame last weekend, and that was amazing. Hojo Jitsu is tying up your opponent with, like I said, a piece of cord, a string, a belt, We used our belts that we were wearing, and let me tell you, the stuff that we learned in, I believe we did 35 to 45 minutes, roughly, that alone was amazing. So I couldn't imagine how a two-hour seminar between Wing Chun and, you know, and the other things that you would, it would just be amazing. So definitely, you know, try to get in touch with them. And
Most definitely.
You guys, your students and your teachers and everybody would have an amazing time.
Well, again, give us your dojo information again before they cut us off, because we're actually off the air now. But give us your information again so that we have it.
Okay. My name is Vincent Colangelo. Dojo is John D. Remick, School of Ishinru, 607 South Camp Meade Road, Linthicum, Maryland, 21090. Email foryoursafety@hotmail.com. You would spell for your, for is F-O-U-R, and for your safety. And my website is mdhouseofsafety.com, all small caps.
And that email address again was foryoursafety@hotmail.com?
Yes, sir.
I'm just writing that down, Sensei, because I'm going to attach a link to your email, so I'll make sure you get information about Alan Woodman.
Oh, okay, yes, I would love that.
I'm trying to find you on Facebook right now myself, sir, so I could add you and, you know, get you any information you need also.
Awesome.
Me and you, are our friends, already friends on Facebook.
Are we? Are you on right now?
I can get there really quick.
Yeah, get on and send me a message just so I could I can keep a hold of that, and any information you need, or if you need you know, contact information, you just hit me up anytime, and you know, I'll be able to help you out.
I appreciate that.
Yes, well, this gentleman that's on the wire with us is the co-host to Shion Woodman on Sidekick Talk Radio, and basically, you know, Reggie knows how to use the computer and get all the stuff around. So he's real efficient at stuff like that. So by giving him your link on Facebook, Sensei will take care of it from there. He knows what he has to do.
Yeah, I'm getting on there right now.
All right, brother. Good stuff. And
yeah.
Anything, and we'd love to have, you know, involved with the with the event we're planning, you know, make sure you guys can make it up to it. You know, I know Washington, D.C. isn't too far from you guys, so.
Oh, that's a click down the road. That's only like a 35-minute ride for me.
Oh, that's awesome, you know. So
yeah.
I hope when we get this all together that you guys could definitely, you know, as for me and Hanshi Vena, we would love a large Ishinru contingent if possible, so.
Yeah, my dojo, we're not big. I got a total of like 17 students.
That's more than most have, so.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen so many Ishinru schools, and they're like, wow.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, the traditional schools are taking a beating when it comes to number of students compared to the schools that are calling themselves mixed martial arts or Brazilian jiu-jitsu. You know, you walk into a mixed martial arts gym or school, and, you know, you see 50 people on the floor, and that's only for one class. A lot of traditional systems are taking a beating nowadays. So, you know, when an Ishinru school tells me they still have at least 17, 20, you know, students, that's not a bad turnout.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm not big, I'm not huge, and I don't plan on it. You know, my sensei, when he passed away, he left me his dojo.
That's awesome.
And the promise was to him that I would not go and make it a money organization.
You see, we're all in the same boat. So you're another brother that we're all on the same boat. You know, Hanshi Vena was left the lineage of Hanshi McGrath, and you know, you both are honoring your teachers with everything you do. So you know, it's great to have you, you know, in with us and on the show, and you know, everything like that. It's really awesome.
Yeah. So I like I do when I dedicate everything. Like I said, I named my school after him. The cool thing about it was his son last year brought his children to me to teach.
That's phenomenal.
So I have heritage also in my school. I got my sensei's grandchildren that I'm teaching.
That is awesome, brother.
Yes, it is.
Well, honored to know you.
Yes, same here.
That's why I can't wait for us to get together on Google Hangouts so we can share together and we can fulfill Sensei's promise by visiting one another.
Yes. I would love that. I see you guys are going to the tournament next week up in New Jersey.
Which one is this?
I think it's the Golden Rule.
I put a maybe on that. I don't know how she's saying it. You know, that there's some people there that I'm not associated with anymore, so I'm not sure if I'm going to make it. The people that are throwing it, I have no problem with. I like them very much, but some other people that will be there, I'm not really on speaking terms with. So I'll actually be in New York City for the Henzo Gracie Invitational at the Jacob Javits Center.
Oh, okay, yeah, because we're not familiar with it. We've never been there. So, I mean, like I said, I want to try to support a lot of Ishinru tournaments, and even if we have to travel a little bit, you know, we don't mind because we went down to Chattanooga for the Hall of Fame.
Oh, good, 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 nice.
Yeah, because like I said, around here there's nobody here, so we're all Ishinru, you know, my little family that I got here, and up until I got on Facebook like 3 years ago, I was closed off. I mean, there was nobody to train with. There was, you know, it's nothing. So when I got on Facebook and started finding everybody, and that's where we started found out about, you know, like Master Hoovy's tournament down in Virginia.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes, we went there last year, and that was one of our biggest tournaments we've ever went to.
Hanshi, you're still in touch with Master Hoovy, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. His tournament, I heard, is very nice down there.
Oh, yes. Oh, it. Well, I'll tell you what, it was great. I mean, we made a bookmark that will be a tournament we would go to forever.
Nice.
That was a great tournament, yes.
He does.
I've never attended it. I'd love to attend it one day.
Yes, right. Somehow come down in Virginia. You would not be disappointed. And again, I don't, up until I went to Master Hoovy's tournament, I have never in my life ever saw a red and white belt. And last year was the first year, and it was great. It was overwhelming for me, to be honest.
I'm gonna throw a little joke out there, but if you come up to the one at Golden Rule, you'll probably see so many that you'll think there's a rainbow outside. So
there's a little
comedy for you.
And even with a red belt, I've seen one. And when we went there, we seen so many high ranks. I mean, even, and like I told you before, there's no other Ishinru around here. So
right.
When we went there to see that much Ishinru in one building, my whole dojo was overwhelmed.
That's awesome. That's a really cool thing to hear. So enjoy.
Yeah.
If you do make it up for it, enjoy it. Enjoy seeing all the different, you know, you're going to see the subtle changes or subtle differences in the Ishinru system that people have done. And, you know, you'll see it watching kata, watching how they fight and everything like that. You should really try to make any open tournaments in your area. They don't have to be Ishinru tournaments. I'm just, you know, just throwing that out there for you because out of all the tournaments that I've done in my life, I started in 1989 and Ishinru started in 1985 in Taekwondo. So I've seen many, many, many different tournaments throughout the years. And go to Taekwondo tournaments. Go to any open tournaments that are in your area, as long as they're not closed tournaments. Bring your students. Let them compete against Taekwondo and Kung Fu and whatever systems are out there. You know, Ishinru tournaments, sometimes they kind of lack us because, you know, Ishinru fighting Ishinru, you don't see that subtle change that you're going to see with Taekwondo, with other styles of karate, with, you know, the Kung Fu system. So, you know, I try to tell anyone, if there's a tournament in your area, no matter if it's Taekwondo or this or that, as long as it's an open tournament and all are invited, bring some students with you. And you know, if they're good and they want to compete, let them compete.
Oh, we do. I mean, like I said, that's the only thing that's around us.
Right.
So we do go and to Taekwondo tournaments. We do, and that's like I said, my students, I'm not trying to brag, but we drag trophies out of Taekwondo tournaments.
Absolutely, because we're Ishinru, baby.
I mean,